Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
The director of Creative Marketing Solutions is hanging out with us today. His name is Kyle Lee. He's with the Des Moines Radio Group. Welcome to the News Hour, Kyle. Good to have you here.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the opportunity.
So what does that mean?
It is a little redundant, isn't it?
No, I like it. It's kind of cool.
You know, in the radio world, it's really called the NTR director, non-traditional revenue. So basically what I do is everything beyond commercials.
So you think up stuff.
Yeah. Well, and lucky enough that we have a team of very smart people around here, very creative people. So my job really is to, go out, work with clients, and find sponsorships.
Got it. All right. Well, that sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Any time that a radio station or a broadcast facility does something out of the ordinary and causes more individual ears or eyeballs on that set of radio stations, it's always fun, you know?
Yeah, we tend to have a good time around
here.
Yeah,
well, that's, exactly. Yeah, we can attest to that. Have you done Pokemon Go yet? That's the big question.
No. Okay. And I'm watching a lot of people do it.
Right out the street here.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds over there in the Sculpture Park. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. All right, we've got something going on here with the Des Moines Radio Group, and Kyle has been spearheading this effort along with Dell. He's the general manager here of the Des Moines Radio Group. And Jeff is actually he's working on the eastern side of the state right now. And so we tapped Kyle and said, hey, Kyle, tell us about what's going on. This is about golf and football.
Well, it is, but our relationship with the American Legion goes back some time. And 3 years ago, we started a radiothon on KIOA 93.3. And we did that to raise awareness and money for American Legion and that we would benefit our local veterans. And we did that out at Prairie Meadows, and we continue to do that. Now in our third year, we're out to raise more money than ever before. First year, we raised $20,000 in
nice.
8 hours on the radio.
Nice.
Last year, we raised $60,000 in 12 hours. And this year, we'd like to hit $100,000. Dollars in 12 hours.
And so, where does that money go, Kyle?
Yeah, that money luckily stays right here in Iowa and benefits our local veterans through the American Legion of Iowa.
Great. Nice stuff. And you kind of got a different twist on it this year, don't you?
Yeah,
That creative team has been thinking over time.
Right? Yeah. We did a motorcycle ride and a car ride also a few months ago. And now we're going to do a golf outing. Now, this isn't your ordinary golf outing.
Yeah.
We are actually going to bring 18 former NFL players to Des Moines.
Nice.
Yeah. Packer players, and they have an alumni membership up there, and so we have these guys come to town. And so you can purchase a foursome. Obviously, you get your foursome group, but you also sponsor a hole. And you get a former NFL player to play with you. If you will, a fivesome. And it's a great time. I actually played in something like this a couple of weeks ago in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and I had a ball. It was so much fun getting to know some of these guys that, played in the 70s and 80s.
And now they're playing golf and having a good time.
Well,
doing
some of them don't play golf as well,
<that right? laughs>
but they have a lot of fun. The stories out on the course are hilarious.
I bet.
And things that you just, things that happened on the field way back when. And they enjoy themselves, and it's really one of the best times I've ever had. So it's going to be fun.
And this is called, Help Support Vets of Valor?
Yeah, really, our Vets of Valor is our initiative that we created, and everything under it, is branded that way. But this is a golf outing. It's a charitable golf outing benefiting the American Legion.
Got it. Who's some of the players? Who you got coming to town?
Well,
I know that you
here.
Did a little bit of research.
I did.
Guys.
So, some of the more memorable names may be Jan Stenerud, who's
a kicker. Yeah.
He's a kicker with the 80-83. Packers.
Jan Stenner. What a great and interesting guy at the same time, by the way.
Well, he was a dedicated kicker from Norway. Right. Actually come to Norway, and I think he did ski jumping is how he got like a scholarship or something to come. Anyway, he ended up as a dedicated kicker for the Packers. And so he actually is a Super Bowl winner and a Hall of Fame inductee.
Nice.
So yeah, it got him. Dave Robinson was a linebacker with 63 to 72 Packers. Somebody like Marv Fleming, tight end, Zeke Brodkowski, Carol Dale.
Zeke Brodkowski, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That reaches back a ways, too.
And Lynn Dickey was here the other day helping us with a press conference, and he's coming back. Interesting gentleman and just really gracious. All these guys are just so happy to be here. And you can just walk right up to them and just have a conversation. They love conversing and talking about old times and get a picture taken and get your, get an autograph.
Nice.
And, it's just fun. I actually played golf a couple of weeks ago with a guy by the name of Gary Ellis, and he was with the Packers, in the 80-86 time period. Fun.
Really?
So fun. Yeah. Yeah. Just had a great time. I ended up buying his jersey that he signed.
Of course.
I did in a silent auction, and I played golf with him and got a picture. So it's a cool story.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
You put the picture with the jersey,
yeah.
And you got it all handled. So how does all this work? I mean, this sounds like a great opportunity for people to get involved, support the veterans. How do you do this?
So what we did, my department, we created sponsorships, if you will.
Sure.
And basically what you're doing is buying into a foursome and a hole sponsorship. So, you know, you get have an activity on that hole, invite, you know, some of your people from the office, salespeople or marketing or whatever it is, and have an activity, whatever that activity might be, but have some fun.
Yeah.
And engage with everyone that's golfing that day. So you buy in as a foursome, and you get that time period. Also with the players, there's a banquet on August 24. So this is August 24 and August 25.
Got it.
The golf outing's on the 25th. The 24th, we're going to have a banquet in the evening. You're going to sit down and enjoy time with these guys. They're going to pass the mic around and talk about, you know, old times, old stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And just it's a blast. It's really a lot of fun. And then the next day, we're going to get up, and we're going to talk just a little bit, and we're going to have a meal, and then we're going to meet, and it's a shotgun start at 10:30 at Copper Creek out in Pleasant Hill.
Sure.
And then you're going to enjoy golf and then have another really big banquet in the evening and do silent and live auctions.
A full day of
it's huge.
Fun and excitement.
Yeah.
Now, I suspect we're here talking about this because are you sold out? Have you got a couple of spots?
Nearly. You know, it's funny. We have a few spots remaining.
Okay.
So, you know, we'd like to find some people who have some interest in golf. And maybe you're an old Packer fan or just an NFL fan. But the biggest thing, quite honestly, is that we're giving back to our local veterans.
Yeah.
That's really what it's all about.
All right. So we will have contact information for you on the radio blog, but might as well go ahead and make mention how do folks get a hold of you so that they can make this thing happen.
Yeah, you know, you can contact us here at the stations 280-1350 and ask for Jeff Delvaux or Kyle Lee. We can help you out.
Sure.
You can go on to our radio stations, KIOA.com. Or others, and the information
DesMoinesRadioGroup.com,
and it's right there.
Good stuff. Called
Vets of Valor Golf, Charitable Golf Classic, and
we had
a great time.
We had Jeff Delvaux scheduled today, but he was out of town, and so you stepped in, did a fabulous job as always, sir.
Well, I hope
so. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the time.
We will, of course, we will spread the word and let folks know that you're looking for one or two additional folks to jump on board and be able to support the vets.
Yeah. Have a good time.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. Kyle Lee, ladies and gentlemen, with the Des Moines Radio Group. We've got to step aside because you know what happens now? We take a look at what happened today on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad. What went on Wall Street today? That's coming up next on the Business News Hour. Yeah.